1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
We got part 11 in our 21-part series now, Young Women in Health. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. This is the Summertacular, is it, Janice? Which is, I think, their fifth Summertacular is coming up. And Bobby is on the line at the steering committee meeting. We wanted to talk about girls in health because you're having a junior Miss Fashion show.
That's correct, Phil. This is going to be our seventh Junior Miss Fashion Show, and we're very excited. The problem that we're having, though, is this year, because of 9/11, we had a lot of girls just eat their way through the winter because of, you know, the trauma and
Well, it was a devastating time for all of us.
Yes, it was, absolutely. We are having a difficult time getting enough girls for the fashion show who are up to a level that we would want to see. The LA Times has covered us in the past. We've won two consecutive Junior Miss pageant competition honors. Gary Shandling is going to be a judge this year. The Daily News is going to be there. It is an exciting time, and it's a disappointing time for us because for the first time we have girls that are just not in shape.
Well, when you say not in shape, what do you need?
Well, we need them to be around a size 8 or less. My daughter Amanda and I are, you know, I come from a family that's very athletic. We're very athletic. We try to be an example to other families. There are families with young ladies in them. My daughter Amanda, she's a cheerleader at our high school. She plays volleyball. She's a soloist in the Ballet by the Sea Junior Dance Company. So, you know, she does...
So she's in shape.
Oh, absolutely she's in shape. And this is the problem. She has a lot of friends whose parents do not monitor their diet. I find it shocking. I monitor everything that Amanda eats. I monitor her carbs, absolutely no dairy products, no after-school snacks, no red meat, chicken once a week. The rest is soy protein, celery sticks. So you see what I'm saying? In other words, what we try to do is maintain an example for the other people that live here. And I don't know. I'm worried.
Well, you said that you guys are an example to the people in the neighborhood. How? How do you...
Well, Amanda and I, we jog in the morning. My husband, Steve.
I jog a lot.
Steve jogs. He jogs a lot. He does 5 miles a day.
Jog 5 miles a day or not?
Hold on, I'll do it. He jogs 5 miles a day.
No, I asked, your husband has a landscaping business, right?
That's correct. So he's outdoors, but everybody else in the community have these young women who have not really gotten into shape. Now, this year, Amanda is perhaps our only hope. The other girls, as I said, responded badly to 9/11.
Well, let me ask you, you said they responded badly to 9/11. These girls over 8, so they're not ready for the fashion show. They don't have the body size or the...
We need a size 8, Phil. These girls are size 10, size 12.
Well, how did your family respond to 9/11? I mean, we all were, you know, it was a devastating...
You know something, Phil? We don't let those things get to us. We really just... The day that 9/11 happened, I said to Amanda, let's go play miniature golf. Let's go. And we went out. I shot a 36, which is very good.
That's like two strokes. A miniature golf, that's two strokes a hole, right?
That is exactly right. And the reason why I did that is to show I'm not going to let the terrorists win. So as soon as those towers went down, I said, okay, let's go up to golf and stuff. Come on. And Amanda went with me, and we had a wonderful time. So what we're doing, I simply rise above situations like 9/11.
All right, we've had some input from other parents. There's a fashion show coming up. Were you talking to some of these other girls?
Yes, I did. I went over to the community pool where the girls are.
Now, these are the daughters of other people, right?
Yes, but what I said to them was, listen, you can overcome what your parents have done to you, allowing you to eat like this. I give them a picture of my daughter, Amanda. You can look like this. She's in a cute little teddy tee. She's got nice little shorts. Tell them what you said.
It's what my daughter, I do.
Well, no,
Anyway,
so that's what I'm saying, you see.
What, I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, she was my daughter, and I got the hood of a car.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is that your daughter is an example to all of the other young women.
Well, she's an example to the other young women, but more to the point, Phil, we need these girls to get into shape. What I offered them was a way to what we call reject the caloric intake for a two-week period, and that means that they are able to expel the caloric intake.
And well, what are you talking about, purging?
We're talking about just releasing caloric contents of the stomach.
You're talking about throwing up.
I mean releasing the caloric contents of the stomach, and then I give them the picture of Amanda. Okay?
Well, you're teaching these girls how to have an eating disorder, Bobby. In other words, what you're saying...
No. For 2 weeks, we're getting the girls to have a little bit of pride, to stand up to their parents and say, you're not going to make us monstrosities, and you're not going to make me into something because you and Daddy can't keep a fork out of your hand. And this is what I... It's only 2 weeks, Phil. And
well, it's a purging regimen that you're talking to the other girls. What do their parents say?
You know what I say to the girls? I say, let's keep this between us because I think your parents are going to be so proud that...
So you're not telling the parents?
No, hold on, Phil. I tell them that your parents are going to be so proud when they see you on the runway at our fashion show.
All right. I don't want to be... And I want to give our phone number out here, Bobby. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're teaching these kids how to purge, okay?
For 2 weeks. Phil, I tell them it's 2 weeks to glory.
And so they can look like your daughter, Amanda.
My daughter, Amanda, is an example to these girls. She is cut. She is ripped. She's got a wonderful stomach. She's got a wonderful shape. She's a girl who I think any other young girl would want to look like. And very few do. And if I can tell these children how to release the caloric intake...
You call it releasing caloric intake. It sounds to me like purging.
For 2 weeks.
All right. So in other words, putting your fingers down your throat for 2 weeks, okay?
Do you know why my daughter looks so great? Because of me. And do you know what I do for my daughter? I teach her that the way to look like me basically is what I want Amanda to look like me. And I tell her, and we stand in front of a mirror, and I go, see? You see me, and do you see you? You can be like me if you can do the things that I asked you to do. Eat very lightly, soy proteins, but don't keep it in your stomach for longer than 4 hours. And you do that for 2 weeks, stay at a size 6 or a 4. You know, so girls these days need to learn how to sacrifice to get something. I help them become better adults.
1-800-449-8686. I'm worried that because you're trying to put on a successful fashion show, you're teaching children, young girls, how to purge, all right?
Just for 2 weeks.
All right, so you're saying it is not a dangerous thing for the 2 weeks.
No, and I'll tell you, Phil, I love my daughter so much. I'll tell you a story. One of my sons, Justin, had a birthday party, and he had a chocolate cake. And I walked in, and Amanda was lifting the piece to her mouth. And I went in and I slapped it out of her hand. I had been outside raking, and I had the rake. And I knocked it out of her hand. And I said, how dare you? And she went into her room and she cried herself to sleep. And the next day she said, Mom, I'm sorry I let you down.
You hit a piece of chocolate cake out of her hand with a garden rake.
I had been outside, yeah. That's how much I love her. That's really how much I love her. And so this is what we're trying to teach all the girls at Western Estates. You can look like my daughter and me if you simply, 2 weeks to glory, purge that caloric intake, let's get that fashion show up and running, let's show the LA Times, let's show everybody that we can be, Western Estates can be the Junior Miss Champion.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. The only thing that I worry about is the health of these girls.
So I am concerned about the health of these girls. I'm concerned about the health of my daughter. And that's why I do what I do. And that's why I'm doing what I can do for these other girls whose mothers sit around all day long doing nothing but lifting a fork, lowering a spoon, and all of the other things that we've heard so much about ever since 9/11, eating their way through endless amounts of calories.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 9/11 was traumatic. I don't think that you can use that as a... I don't think you can say that they're weak because of that. Here is Alyssa. Alyssa? Or is it Alyssa?
It's Alyssa.
Go ahead, honey. You're on the air.
Hi. I think that you're totally stressing the wrong things with these girls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that by stressing...
Are you involved in fashion shows or anything? Do you do anything?
No, I'm not, but I happen to be very involved in exercise. I work out every day for at least an hour.
I'm very cut.
So am I.
Yeah,
I'm a size 4, but I happen to think that by pressuring these girls to be skinny, and that being skinny is the only thing that counts, is really, really the wrong thing to stress.
Well, you have to
understand. To teach them to throw up is just absolutely disgusting.
Well, let me ask you, Alyssa, because you're 2 weeks of throwing up. Is that so bad?
I don't think it's bad at all, Phil. No,
that
no
is
but
terrible.
I'm asking the other
that
lady.
That is absolutely terrible because there's no way to say that it's going to stop after 2 weeks.
Well,
and the right way to do it is to teach these girls proper diet and proper exercise and not throwing up.
Gary Shanley.
We have a lot of important people coming to our fashion show. The L.A. Times, Sam Rubin from Channel 4, Gary Shandling. I'm sure you've heard of the Larry Sanders Show, Alyssa. Hello?
Yes, I have.
Hello?
Yes, I have.
There? Is the caller there?
Yes, she's there.
I'm here.
All right. We have a lot of important people, and what we want to do is put on a show that we can be proud of. And, Alyssa, if you're asking me to parade beasts out onto a stage.
Let's remember that we're talking about girls here, adolescent girls.
You're talking about young teenage girls.
Yes,
and
understand.
How dare you teach them that they have to be a size 4 or a size 6 to be a good person.
Are
I think
telling,
that by eating healthy and by exercising, I agree with you that they have to have a healthy diet and they have to exercise.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you telling me that you haven't looked at that tri-tip a few minutes after it went down? Are you honestly telling me...
Are you asking this lady if she's purged?
Yes, point blank.
I have never in my life thrown up. I actually have a phobia of throwing up, so I have never ever done it.
My wife
I'm not telling you that when I was a teenager I didn't want to be thinner, but by throwing up or taking laxatives or whatever, that's really, really not the answer.
Can I ask you what I'm supposed to say to NBC when I parade fat children? I don't understand.
Why do they have to be fat? Why can't you stress diet and exercise?
Yes. How about health?
And just being healthy.
You know, how about health? How about having the girls do gymnastics?
Exactly. Why can't they take exercise classes or take them bike riding or playing ball or something like that?
You know what's happened to the two of you? The whole JonBenet Ramsey thing now. Everybody thinks that the junior Miss pageant is a wrong thing, and I am absolutely grieving for the young girls who can't have that moment of glory because some child was thrown down some stairs. And I think that...
Oh, come on. Will you please?
I think you're really insane, and
you are teaching children
the wrong things.
No.
I have a 12-year-old daughter and an almost 14-year-old daughter, and I would never let them be in your pageant.
So Mary Lou
and they are both skinny, and they are both beautiful, and they are both talented, and I think that by stressing schoolwork and talents and by each girl showing what they are good in, and that doesn't mean that they have to be skinny.
You know who,
and I really think that you have to work on yourself because I think you personally have problems, and that's why you are trying to make your daughter into
something
that you would like to be.
Would you let the lady finish here?
No, but I want to make a point, Phil. Stressing schoolwork. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's parents stressed schoolwork with her. She looks like Margaret Hamilton. She is...
All right, so Ruth Bader Ginsburg isn't a bathing beauty, is that it?
Why can't somebody be thin or healthy? Why do they have to be a size 4 or a size 6? As long as they eat properly and exercise, that's really all that matters.
You know as well as I do that the top designers in New York are gay. And because of that, they design their dresses to fit the body of a 12-year-old boy.
I happen to agree with you. I happen to agree with you that the sizing is wrong.
Exactly. So we have to have the girls. You can't tell the difference between my son, I can't remember, Justin's the eldest.
I believe Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan. You can't tell the difference between Dylan and my daughter Amanda. Same body type. I'm very, very proud of them.
I think that's terrible, and I hope that you get some help. And I really have to go now, so have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
The caller's leaving, all right? 1-800-449. We're talking about health. We're talking about kids and health.
I love my daughter, and I would never do anything to hurt her. And I want her to be healthy, but I want you to understand something. Our Summertacular Junior Miss Fashion Show is in 2 weeks. and you're asking me to parade in front of the L.A. Times, the L.A. Daily News, Laura Diaz of Channel 4, nothing but beast after beast, sow after sow.
They're kids, okay?
I understand that. But this is an important point in the history of our homeowners association. If I put nothing but beasts out there, I'm going to lose the presidency of our homeowners association. And then our dues go up. And then our property assessment goes up.
So it's all about you?
No, it's about me and my family.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, this is a... I don't care if she has a fashion show. She says that teaching these girls to purge, binge and purge for just 2 weeks, isn't like teaching them a eating disorder. An eating disorder is lifelong. She's teaching these girls who she says are overweight to purge for 2 weeks, and then it's all over. 2 weeks to glory, as she calls it. I think, and you heard that one lady who is a fitness expert, that it could be dangerous. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby Dooley about a fashion show they're going to be having in a couple of weeks at their Summertacular. We'll be right back. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what I said to her. But her daughter is acceptable.
Her daughter's acceptable. She's a size 8.
Yes.
All right, I'm talking with Bobby Dooley here. And
so I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to promote our Summertacular and tell you how we're getting the girls into shape.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to a phone call here. Hi, Kim. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just have a comment to these people. Mm. If I was in the market of wherever their function was going to be held, I would boycott the hell out of it. I can't believe they are teaching children that this is the proper way to maintain weight, and long after they win their award and they win their little prestigious prize that they're going after, these kids are believing that the lifelong way to maintain their weight is through purging.
Do you know the snacking that these children do after school?
Yes, I was a chunky little kid when I was a kid.
Well, can I jump in? I think snacks after school...
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, but I'm talking to your caller. I don't...
I just want to say, I think giving a kid a snack after school is a good thing. Kids are starving when they come home from school.
It is good. You teach them to have a healthy snack.
A healthy snack. These children have been eating their way through refrigerator after refrigerator. And you know why, Kim? Because of this 9/11 business.
Oh, you know, you can use excuses for everything.
No,
there's always going to be issues in life, and you can blame anything on everything.
Can I ask you a question? Are you fat?
I had skinny little cousins.
Right. No. Are you fat now?
I am pleasingly plump. Yes, I am.
Pleasingly plump. Okay.
Yes.
I'm very cut. I'm very ripped.
Well, and good for you. I'm proud of you.
Uh-huh. I do spinning classes. I don't know what you want me to say to you, Kim.
And how long have you been purging?
Do you want to be like me?
No, not
you
really. If I have to throw up.
You can be like me.
Do you purge, Bobby?
I do. I went on the Two Fingers to Thinner Thighs cruise, which was last year.
And what is Two Fingers to Thinner Thighs?
That is a very quick, delicate purge after dinner.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been having... How long? You sound as if it's terrible.
It is terrible.
No, we have a lot of fun with it. We get together after dinner.
You have fun throwing up.
You should learn how to dispose of the lard.
No, thank you. No,
Kim,
thank you.
I'm saying there's a way you can dispose of your lard.
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll sweat it off.
Two Fingers to Thinner Thighs cruise, huh?
Yes.
And you had a lot of fun.
When you get women together who care about their bodies, you can have a ball after dinner.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it myself currently for about 6 months.
Okay, let me tell you.
Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is purging, and she's advising young girls to do it.
Oh.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. I don't have a problem with you having a fashion show. I have a problem with you teaching children to purge after for 2 weeks leading up to the fashion show.
Phil, first of all, it's for only 2 weeks. That's number one. Number two, I guess you don't understand, and I don't know why you don't understand, because you are in the entertainment business. We have a great many individuals coming out to judge this. Number one, we have Laura Diaz.
Yeah, I understand.
And Gary Shandling, and a lot of great people.
Gary Shandling, have we got Mr. Shandling on line three? We have Gary Shandling.
Good, finally. Okay, let's get Gary on the line. And I talked to him, Steve. I talked to Gary. Is he there? Hello, Gary, are you there?
Hold on for a minute. Let me punch the line and get him on here.
Gary, are you there?
Hello.
Gary, hi, Phil Hendry.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Gary, it's good of you to call the show, and I understand you had an issue or something with this lady was talking about.
I don't know. First of all, I don't call into radio shows, and I listen to you all the time, Phil. You know, I think
I appreciate
the show's
that.
Great, but
thank you.
I was listening today, and this woman says I'm hosting something, and I'm just not, and I was glad I was listening. And usually I don't call in to complain, but gee whiz.
Gary, I talked to Pam in your office, and she said you'd be happy to do it, Pam or Laura. Pam or Laura?
I don't know any Pam or any Laura, and
right,
this always happens, and I never do anything about it. I called my agent like 10 minutes ago and said, am I hosting?
Please, Mr. Dooley, hold on. Gary, are you saying to me that you have no knowledge of this event that Ms. Dooley has been saying you're going to be at?
Was her husband saying he was a fan?
Are you a fan, Mr. Dooley? Is that it?
I love you, Gary.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
We love you very much, Gary.
Yeah, but there's some misunderstanding because I knew I shouldn't have called. I knew this was
You're not hosting any bit that's
I'm not hosting anything. I don't know what the cause is exactly. It's not something I want to get involved in.
Like, if you can see my daughter, she's really hot.
Hold on for a minute about your daughter, okay? I'm embarrassed for you, sir,
no,
Mr. Shandling. I'm...
great in Spider-Man.
No, I wasn't in... Oh, for the love of...
I want to know something, and I want to be clear. Are you telling me that after I talk to Laura or Kim, and I can't remember her... Is your agent's name Ron?
No, I don't really... Honestly, I don't know my agent's name, but I don't believe it's Ron. But you should... What is it? All right.
Hold on.
What are you paying?
What we're paying, we have tri-tip, corn on the cob. We're having a green and red cabbage salad.
My daughter's hot, too.
Oh.
What are you paying?
I shouldn't have gotten involved.
Yeah.
Listen, I just wanted to say, Phil, that I am not.
I'm sorry that this had to come out like this, and to throw somebody's name around like that, Ms. Dooley.
Well, I can assure you, Mr. Shandling, that my agreement with your office is that you'll be there. If you're not there, then guess what? You won't have a TV show anymore.
I don't have a TV show anymore. I don't have a TV show anymore.
All right, well, then we'll get you a TV show.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then we'll not. Then you won't have it either.
This is why I never get involved.
Yeah,
I never get involved in talking to the people who want me to do these jobs. I'm with the Endeavor Agency. She should call them, and maybe somebody else can host. Maybe the guy who hosts Survivor, the Jeff Probst.
Can you get Jeff Probst?
We could get Jeff Probst. Jeff Probst. Is your agent's name Bill or Sam or?
Will you come on? You didn't talk to his agent. It must have been somebody else's office that they talked to, Gary. Who did you talk to, anyway?
One of the gentlemen selling maps over here on Hollywood Boulevard said that he could get you. And
yeah.
Oh,
you get Warren Beatty instead.
I would.
The phone, Steve. Mr. Shandling, are you there?
Yeah, yes. He's right there.
We could give you. We can send a car for you. My son will come in a van. He'll come in the Western Estates van to pick you up and bring you over. We'll have a full corn on the cob dinner.
No.
Five Scrabble games.
He doesn't want to do it.
And please take this in the right way. It sounds appealing. I'm just not. I can't do it. And the Endeavor Agency,
right.
Ari Emanuel is my agent. You can call him and maybe straighten this out.
What if we give you a backstage pass?
Never mind.
I'm going to have
Gary,
to
thank
go,
you very
though.
Much. I. I am embarrassed for you, but I'm sure that...
I've got some other stuff.
Please don't hold it against our program.
Why don't you bring Calista Flockhart with you? She'd be great for the, you know, the girls to see.
All right. That's inappropriate. I got to go.
It was. Thank you. Gary Shandling calling, who apparently has no knowledge of this gig.
Well, I can assure you, I talked to either Steve or Pam in his office, and his agent is Ron or Dave, and they said that he'd be available either for our... thing or the Emmys. I don't know which one it was.
Well, he's not available. The man can't make it. And the question that I now have for you two is that not only are you...
You know, you've embarrassed me. You've embarrassed Western Estates.
I didn't embarrass anything. Gary Shandling called, said he's not doing the gig, okay? So he's not doing your...
What do you mean by gig? I don't understand.
Yeah, what's that?
Job. I'm sorry. It's a show business.
Oh, well. Excuse me. Gig.
It's a gig, huh?
It's a gig. It's a job. It's what people do in show business, all right? 1-800-449-8686. Pam, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just would like to make the comment that if you truly love your daughter and you're really...
Is this Pam?
Pam? Wait.
I was talking to Gary Shandling a minute ago. And
never mind. Let the lady...
Can I make my point?
Yes, please. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you're truly concerned about your daughter and you truly love her, you would, and there's a weight problem, you would have her involved with a dietitian and a fitness program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are...
What's that got to do with who's hosting our event?
Well,
I'm talking about the health of children, okay?
Right. But even above the health of children in general,
right.
You are not only mentally abusing your daughter, but physically abusing her as well. And if Child Protective Services in your state does not take action after hearing this, and if they need a complaint, I'm happy to call. Because if you can honestly go on national radio and with good conscience say that you fling a rake at your daughter and feel that that is not a little bit whack.
I walked in and saw her with a piece of chocolate cake. No daughter
of mine. Oh, my health. Stop the world.
No daughter of mine does that. She doesn't do that to me. She doesn't do that to her father. She doesn't do it to herself. And you just heard Gary Shandling is bowed out of the gig. Why? Because my daughter, with the heel of her hand, was shoving chocolate cake into her mouth. I had to...
And you hit her with a rake.
Do you have a daughter, Pam?
I do have a daughter. I have a daughter who's 13.
Have you
who
ever
is beautiful,
seen...
who is
mm-hmm.
thin, and I have yeah. seen her choke down a chocolate cake.
Have you seen her push it into her mouth with the heel of her hand? Yeah.
You know what? Yes, I have. Even if I did, I would never sling a rake at her.
If you were holding a rake...
So she's pushing it in with the palm of her hand.
You know what it is? It's a bonding experience. To share the
you
bonding
are
together.
Bonding
what
experience?
We share the
you
bonding.
Are mentally ill.
Mentally
and
ill.
You,
and what do you mean, share the bucket?
That is mother-daughter
no.
sharing the bucket.
That is mother and daughter perpetuating the cycle of abuse.
Have you ever heard of the fashion show?
If you truly, truly love her, you will put her into protective care to protect her from you.
You know something?
You keep telling people, do you want to look like me? Do you want to be like me?
Yes.
Hell no. I would not. I am a size 5, and I don't care
if
would rather gain 400 pounds than be like you.
If you saw me, you'd want to be like me.
No.
Yes, I think you would. And if my daughter sticks chocolate cake close to her face, I'll take a snow shovel to her. I don't care. Because
you know what? I am calling Child Protective Services in your state.
Oh, really?
All they have to do is listen to this.
You hear what's going on here. Now we got Child Protective Service. You had Gary Shandling bow out of your gig, and now you got Child Protective Services.
Phil, when my daughter and I get together, after we share the bucket, we get together and compare our chests in the mirror.
And they look great, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're saving a lot of money by not increasing your homeowners association fee, because you're going to have years of
You don't sound like a size 5.
A psychiatrist.
You don't talk like a size 5.
Would you like me to fax you a picture of me? Because I could fax you a picture of me.
Yes, I would like that.
I would be happy to.
All right, hold on. What is our fax number?
I've modeled, and I have been.
What's our fax number?
I was a size 3. I have gained a few pounds. Now I am a size 5.
Pam, are you at the... Pam, this is Phil Henry. Could you fax us that picture? 818-461.
Hey, I need to grab a pen. I'm sorry. I just walked in my house.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Radio.
They give you a fax number.
Okay.
You don't have it in the right 818.
I have it right now.
Oh,
818.
My God. Your throat sounds too thick for you to be a size 5. That's all I'm saying. It sounds as if there's fat pressing. You know? It's
what is the
818.
Number again?
It's 818-461.
I'll do it. It's 818-461-8230.
Okay, I am going right now to my daughter's baseball game, and I will stop at Kinko's on the way and fax this.
You do that.
I will.
And I'd like a particular close-up of the neck. Does that really count?
Of the neck?
I want to see your throat.
Well, you know, I don't have a picture handy of just my neck, but I will get one in the next day or two. Because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
You know, it's ridiculous. And by the way, when you send that picture, we have to take out the legal-sized paper.
You know, you're really getting a kick out of putting this poor lady down who called in caring about children.
Well, don't I care about children?
You know what? I don't care if you put me down. You can put me down all you want.
A woman with a thick neck calls in and tells me she's a size 5. I am mortified.
A thick neck. Maybe what you hear in my voice is complete, utter disgust.
And contempt for some of the things that you've been saying on this program. Thank you very much, Pam, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us from Western Estates Homeowners Association. I got nothing against fashion shows for kids. I guess they're okay, but when you begin to encourage teenage girls to purge for 2 weeks before a fashion show, saying, well, 2 weeks of purging is nothing, then we get into health issues. She sounds like she has a thick neck. So anyway, we're going to get that fax, I believe. Not that it matters to me. I'm sure, Pam, you're who you say you are. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. What, Miss Dooley?
Well, the only reason she has to take her daughter to a ball game is because Pam's the backstop. And
yes, that's really funny. Yeah, you guys are great. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have a Mr. Harvey Wireman on the line. He is an attorney. Mr. Wireman, you were saying...
Yes, sir. I simply wanted to say, is the lady there? Yes, I'm here. All right. There's nothing wrong and nothing in California statutory law which indicates anything wrong with a mother trying to supervise the health of a daughter. And I think what's happening here is...
That's what I'm talking about. The fact that I am allowed to let my daughter purge so that she can get down to the size 6 and be in the fashion.
Yes, and I believe that the woman is well within her rights.
Within her rights to...
As long as she's not forcing the child, she is within her rights to help keep the child's body in a slender, in a slender way. Now, Southwest Airlines is being sued by some individuals who are large, and this is what we're talking about.
Thank you. So I'm trying to say, Phil, that my daughter, I'm just doing the best I can for her. She's here with the...
Amanda's right here.
Amanda's going to purge in a minute here, Phil. She's had some soy cookies. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah.
Now...
what are you doing?
Well, I'm having her purge. Go ahead.
That sounds like the kid is straining, all right?
It's okay, Mr. Henry. She's fine. Got to get it out.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Gene on the Phil Henry Show. Gene, go ahead. Gene?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi. My name is Gene. I'm from Flint.
Hi,
and,
Gene. I'm Bobby.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a real problem with this. I can't understand why a mother would have her daughter purge.
Because we have a fashion show that Gary Shandling just quit.
Yeah. Well, how often do you make your daughter purge?
I don't make her do anything, and
try to get our daughter to purge.
What are you doing?
Just taking some pictures.
Are these people for real?
I'm going to ask you, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, are you doing this as some kind of a publicity stunt?
A publicity stunt? This fashion show raises upwards of $50,000 a year for charity. And, Gene, how much money do you raise a year for charity?
What difference does that make?
Okay.
You're the one that got on the radio with your and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
I think you both need psychological help.
Gina,
and
this is Harvey Weinman.
I'm an
attorney.
You need to do something with your daughter.
Have you ever worn Dolce & Gabbana? Probably not. This young lady will be wearing that, and she'll look very hot.
This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. What matters is what you're doing to your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You guys may be a size 5, but you're going to have cancer of the esophagus, and I don't think anybody has brought this up.
I've talked to Dr. Corrigan Wessler. He treats a lot of the bigger name stars, and he says 2 weeks of purging can be fun, it can be bonding, and it does not risk you. Put you at risk of esophageal cancer.
How can vomiting be fun? Lady, you're sick. You and your husband need help. He just said his daughter was hot. What's wrong with this?
What is with the father calling the daughter hot?
I can say my daughter's hot. I would never have sex with her unless my morals were bad.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't sound like a fatherly comment. I heard my husband say something that I thought was very sweet. He said, if I were not that girl's father, I'd put her on the hood of a car in a dark parking lot, and I would...
Good God!
What?
What is that? Put her on the hood of a car in a dark parking lot.
Mr. Henry, I don't think you have any right to interfere in the parental obligations that these two people are doing.
I don't think these people are legit.
Yeah, I don't... And what is with the camera, okay?
We're trying to get some publicity shots for the...
Over the radio?
Right,
for vomiting in a trash can?
You know something, Jean? Do you have a daughter? No.
Yes, I do, ma'am. I have two daughters.
Do you bond over the bucket? No. What we do, we jog together at 5 in the morning. The entire community can see us, Western Estates, in our Teddy Tees, the little cut-off T-shirt where you just see the lower portion of the breast. We have the nice shorts, the socks. We just look great, you know.
How old is your daughter?
And I've got some more flyers out to these porkers.
What was your question?
My daughter, Amanda, she's 11. And
11.
Oh, my God.
11.
Oh, my God.
She's hot, too.
I think that the lady in Flint is off her rocker because...
Will you get that lawyer off the line, please?
How dare you talk...
Oh.
All right, who do we have left here?
I'm here.
Jean,
I'm a mother, and I think I know what's best for my children, okay? Now, if you want to move your flabby ass off the couch and get out...
Ma'am, you have no idea what I look like.
Exactly, and I think it's very wrong of you to assume...
Exactly. She's the one that got on the radio.
And you also, that whole crack about my daughter on the hood of a car, okay?
What about your daughter on the hood of a car?
Not my daughter, your daughter, okay?
You're promoting child pornography.
You sound like you're from Michigan. Pornography. All right, I have to go now. We got to put some flyers out. Yeah.
Thank God for everyone
involved,
ma'am. Just
because you shove the cheese down your kids' throats doesn't mean I'll torture my daughter the same way, okay?
Ma'am, I think you have proved that this
mental.
Is the largest dysfunctional family I have ever heard on the radio.
She's mental. 1-800-449-8686.
Maybe I don't know what you look like, but you sound like a cheese-eating sow.
Thank you. Well, we'll probably be getting a call from the state on that one. Fashion shows for kids. They're wrong. Purging, wrong. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
We begin this hour with a discussion of my eldest son, who's only 5'9" and wants to be big. He wants to be bigger than he is. He wants to be like 6 foot. I think he wants to be about 7'6". And I'm talking about this with you this evening because perhaps you have, maybe you're short yourself. I don't know. Maybe you have kids in your family who are short. Maybe you have relatives that are short. Maybe this is something that has consumed you. I, to be honest with you, it doesn't bother me, but then I'm 6 feet tall. I suppose I'm an average-sized guy. I'm not short. I'm not tall. There was a time when people thought that I was a tall kid. When I was like 6 foot by the time I was a junior in high school. And maybe I was going to do 6'2", 6'3". But the reason why I didn't grow is because all those cigarettes I smoked, it stunted my growth. All that coffee and all those cigarettes stunted my growth. But my oldest son is a football player, and he's and here's where it ties into what's happening in sports, the steroid thing. He wants to take this creatine. Creatine is a legal steroid taken by some members of Major League Baseball, most notably Mark McGwire when he was playing, and I believe Barry Bonds has also said he takes this creatine. It's a legal steroid, and the effects of it I'm not really clear on, but it is legal, and if it's legal, I'm going to have to make the big leap of faith and say it's safe. Is that right or wrong? But here's this kid, our guy, 16. He's 5'9", 5'10", plays center, starting varsity center on the football team at his high school. Now, if you know anything about football, these guys, to play offensive line, you have to be 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". Even in high school, they're all well over 6 feet tall. And here is our guy playing at the center position, starting center, 5'10", 5'9.5", best technique on the offensive line, captain of the offensive team, starting center, does a great job. And all I listen to him say, morning, noon, and night, is I wish I was taller. I wish I was bigger. I wish I was bigger, too. I'd like to be about 6'5". I'd like to just be able to just walk around as 6'5", 6'6", with a real nasty look on my face, maybe a patch over one eye, just to see if people treat you differently. I bet you they do. They probably pick on you more, too. Especially the little guys. They really go after those big apes, don't they? Those little guys. You ever been to a bar room? Some guy, 5'3". You know the whole Napoleon complex thing. They go after the real big ones. But he has been talking about growth hormones. And he goes online and he looks up these websites where they sell growth hormones. Herbal growth hormones. And so he's got instant messaging on his computer, and I was on mine one night, and we were trading these messages back and forth. He says, well, here it is. This is a they claim that you can get to be 6'3" by your senior year in high school. He's going to be a junior next year. He's 5'9". He'd like to be 6'3" by the time he's a senior. What are we talking about Dr. Frankenstein here? He'd have to go into Tokyo Bay, man, and get a little of that radiation from Hiroshima to be 6'3" by the time he's a senior. I don't know what they're pitching on the websites these days, and what these poor kids are stumbling upon, these pitches for different hormones and different herbal remedies or anything, but it's getting to be like science fiction. Because he says, I'm 5'9", I can be 6'3", by the time I'm a senior. 6'3", I don't know how tall you're going to be, man. He's got an uncle that's 6'5", but his father is 5'10". He's got a grandfather who's like 5'10" or 11". So he's got big and small, both sides of the family. So what has he decided to do? He's going to go on the websites. He's going to log on. He's going to get all the information he can on hormones and pills and growth, you know, this kind of thing. And he's gobbled this stuff up and be 6'3" in a year? This is something out of a Ray Bradbury. Man, this is right up. Remember when I was talking about the giant spiders? And that's what we're talking about here. This is what they're pitching these kids, man. I almost wanted to write this website and hi, my name is Elmer, and I'm only 5'9". You're busted. Yeah, it's something. I'm FBI agent Warren. Misrepresent myself. Put the fear of Jesus into some of these guys. And it was really obsessing him. So I asked my wife, Maria, I said, what do you think? Well, I think maybe he should. What are you talking? Let's go see a doctor. Let's talk to a doctor. Find out if this stuff is safe. All of a sudden, every ball player, every football player, every basketball player, yeah, basketball player, are those guys taking steroids? Let's just pray that they're not. Do you need to be bigger, really? Yeah, Shaq O'Neal, man, he's shoveling that stuff down. 7'2 just doesn't do it anymore. You got to get up a little higher. And I said, let's talk to a doctor about this crap. Well, it says. They're pitching some story to a kid who's 16 and wants to be the next Jim Otto, and you know what does he want to be? Manute Bol? Give him some steroids. Give Manute some. He needs a little bit more. Anyway, he wants to be some kind of an ape within 1 year of high school. That ain't going to happen. His best friend, his very best friend, just got a 5-year ride to Cal Berkeley. The kid's going to do a 5-year ride. He's got everything, books, tuition, everything. Cal Berkeley, football program. Now, Cal Berkeley ain't the greatest football program in the world. When you're talking about a five-year ride to a great school, great math and science school, and his friend's like 6'5", and my poor guy is like 5'9", he says, if I could just get these steroids going, maybe I can be an ape like him. I'll get the big full ride to Stanford or something like that. How do you tell a kid it ain't going to happen, man? And don't take that crap off the website. And I don't give a crap whether it's Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonds, Billy Bonds, Billy Barty. Billy Barty, there's a guy I would say take steroids, but only him. Now, we all realize that this, a lot of this stuff's illegal. I understand that. I'm talking about this creatine and everything else that they are pitching on these websites to try to get these kids to pitch their whatever few paltry dollars of allowance they get a week so they can get themselves some steroids and turn into apes. Kid works out with weights. The guy is like a monster, dude. He's benching like 350. I don't know what he's doing. He's squatting, he's jerking, and squat and jerk. That doesn't sound like anything that has to do with weights, does it? Hey, I'm squatting and jerking. Well, me too. 350, 400 pounds. So finally what I did was I found the package in the mail, and I, like, hid it. He ordered it. He ordered this crap, and I hid it from him. I said, yeah, I don't know what happened to it. You know, we're supposed to be here, like, in 2 weeks. Yeah, I think. See? See the reputation of these companies? They suck. They seem like they took your money.
Well, good, I gotta get my money back.
Well, I don't worry about it, man. I'll go ahead and I'll just sup. You know, I'll make up the bread for you, okay?
Really?
Yeah, okay. No problem. Creatine has been shown to pull water into your muscle cells. This sounds like a description of Crest toothpaste, by the way. Creatine has been shown to pull water into your muscle cells, which increases the size of your muscles. Don't get excited. It is not clear how great an effect this has. That is a quote from some kind of a medical journal that Janice found. This is this crap called creatine. It pumps water into your muscles so you look like a big freaking ape. But does it help you hit home runs? No. And it ain't going to make a guy that's 5'9", 6'3", in 1 year. Poor kid. And he's such a midget. I'm kidding. He's fine. As long as I'm taller than any of my kids, I'm good. I'm 6 foot. I'm still taller than all of them. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know. I don't know if any of you guys have kids who are into athletics. And the other thing I said to him, why don't you play linebacker? Why don't you play running back? Why don't you play defensive back? You don't have to play offensive line.
I want to play offensive line.
Okay, and I want to be bigger. I don't know how I can make you bigger. You want to play offensive line, you can do that. How do I make you bigger, man?
Well, if I can take these herbal supplements,
it's garbage.
Well, at least let me try.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, well, it's the Wizard of Oz. You know, there's only so much the wizard can do here. I wanted to be short when I was a kid. I was a big, tall beanpole when I was 11. I was a big, tall beanpole of a kid at about 5'10", and all I wanted was to be a little short guy. I did not want to stand around like a big, tall geek. And I told him, the other thing that those steroids do is they shrink your penis. And he goes, never mind. So, how about this? He said, what? Why don't I take it down to Toys R Us and I'll fit you for stilts? So we're going to do that on Saturday. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Let's go to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. RC, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, great show as always.
Thank you.
I wanted to shift gears a little bit if I could and talk about something that I'd heard on the radio last night. If you had heard it.
If I had heard something on the radio last night.
Yes, sir. It was during the Los Angeles Dodger baseball broadcast. And Vin Scully was doing the game. He was doing the game.
I understand.
All right. So at the end of the inning, he said, okay, everybody, I'm Vin Scully. And we'll be back after these messages with the score, the St. Louis Cardinals 2, the Dodgers blue. Okay? So there's a little bit of a question mark there.
Whoa. The Dodgers blue, meaning I was listening to the same game, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dodgers as in B-L-U-E.
Well, I think there's a double meaning there. And I think it's a little unusual for Mr. Scully, who's been one of the preeminent broadcasters, to do that.
He didn't do anything. He said Dodgers beat... What did you think he said?
Dodgers blew, as they blew in that inning.
No, man. First of all, at the end of the first inning, it's always St. Louis 2 and, like, the Dodgers coming up. They never say zero.
I understand that.
Okay. In that particular instance, Mr. Scully said St. Louis 2 and the Dodgers are blue because, you know, they gave up two runs right off the bat. See what I'm saying?
Again, sir, I think you overestimate Mr. Scully. He knows what he's doing. He's been a professional broadcaster for 50, 40 years.
50, 40 years?
For 50 years.
Okay.
What are you getting angry about?
I'm trying to find out what it is you're trying to say here. Are you telling me that Vin Scully, the 50-year broadcaster, came out and said, St. Louis 2 and the Dodgers blue, as in B-L-E-W?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I disagree.
Well, I don't think you're being objective as a journalist.
Oh, come on, man. Dodger blue is what fans have talked about for years. When they talk about liking the Dodgers, they like Dodger blue. Because what color is their uniform?
It's blue.
Right. So...
Yes, but he needs to understand there's a whole audience of young people who will take that the wrong way.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
And you, when you heard him say... First of all, what's a kid 16 doing listening to baseball? I thought all you guys were like... into video games and stuff.
Well, that's true, but my mom isn't home, and my dad promised to visit, and he wasn't here either, so, and our TV's broken.
So you listen to the radio and listen to the game?
Yes, sir. We don't have FM.
All right, so you're listening to the game, and...
And all I'm saying is, because of our generation, we would think he was saying blue as they blew in that inning.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Well, who's going to fire him even if he did say that?
Well, that's a good point. I'd probably, Vin Scully could say anything he wanted. Nobody's going to fire him 50 years with a team. But I find it highly unlikely that he's going to say St. Louis 2, and boy, in that inning, the Dodgers sure blew.
That's what I believe he meant to say.
Then why didn't he say it?
Because he was trying to be creative. St. Louis 2, and the Dodgers blew.
I don't think so, man.
I think so.
I don't think so. Blue, B-L-U-E, the Dodgers blue, Dodger blue, Blue Wrecking Crew. That's what he meant to say.
Well, I think you're doing your audience a disservice by not,
spit it out.
By not, you know, being objective about it.
All right, I'll be objective, man. Vin Scully came on the air and said, in that past inning, the St. Louis Cardinals 2 and the Dodgers blue, as in blue chunks.
Right.
Okay. Next time, why don't you send him a letter?
He probably said blue chunks, but they turned off his mic.
Why?
Because they're editing out the nasty part.
Do you know how old Vin Scully is? The guy's like 75.
It doesn't matter.
The guy's like 75, 50 years.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. The Dodgers blew chunks. And
they edited out the chunk part. Well, you're thinking about it, aren't you?
All I'm saying is, it's unlikely that a man of that high-minded class and style like a Vin Scully would say, the Dodgers blew. You're right, if he said that, he probably wouldn't get fired.
Okay, then you agree that he would not get fired?
I agree.
Then he could say just about anything. He could come on the air and say, he probably could say, the Dodgers blew creamed corn and pork chop chunks, and they would never fire him for that.
Vin Scully could come on the air and say the Dodgers blew creamed corn and pork chop chunks.
Yes, sir.
And they wouldn't fire him.
That's right. Are you going to argue with me?
I'm not arguing. You're probably right. He probably could. 50 years with a ball club.
He's the number one guy on the team.
Yes, he is. He's the top cat. But I think the man has style. I think he has grace. And I do not believe... And he's an old-time broadcaster, okay?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean, one of those old-time guys that...
I seen him on TV wearing all them weird coats.
Yeah, he's one of them cats that wears the checkered coats. Old school all the way. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, he'll say, hey, the Dodgers, you know, they're cool and Dodger blue.
Do you think Vin Scully could say ass jumps and keep his job?
Kid, I'm trying to help you, okay?
No, but do you? I think he could.
You think Vin Scully could say that?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. So he could slip in double entendre and...
Vin Scully could come on and say ass chunks and he'd keep his job.
Yeah, I think he could say monkey chunks and keep his job. See, that's what I'm saying, Mr. Henry. I'm just asking you to be open-minded.
So Vin Scully comes on at the end of the thing, St. Louis Cardinals 2, and the Dodgers blew monkey chunks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, you got a point. I don't know whether they'd fire the guy or not. I really
think that he could, and I think you ought to keep an open mind about it. And I think that as Vin Scully gets closer to retiring, he should come on the air and really go for it and say, St. Louis 2 and the Dodgers blew cream corn right out of their...
Okay. I listened to that. He said, St. Louis 2, Dodgers blue, meaning B-L-U-E, as in they feel blue because they couldn't get the runs together in that inning. Creamed corn and pork chop chunks. 1-800-449-8686. Probably the closer Scully gets to retirement, though, he should just throw out a few of those. You know, who, like the kid said, like, who's going to fire him? There's nobody going to fire the guy. It's the Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Boy, we're selling those Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts like you wouldn't believe. If you want to get a beautiful Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt, Jay Santos, who, by the way, will be up on our program today, go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and pick out a size for you. We got them in small all the way to double extra large. It's a beautiful thing. It's got the insignia of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the left breast, and on the back it says, we take a peek over the shoulder of the police, Jay Santos. Comes in black and silver. Also, the Tens of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. This is a classy item. You can wear it laying around the house. You can wear it with a pair of slacks, a pair of jeans. Go out in this thing. It's sweet. It's the real style thing to do, man. You are fly with this new bowling shirt because, you know, that's what guys are wearing this summer. That's what they were wearing last summer. They were wearing the summer before, as a matter of fact. So it's the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and also pick up a copy of our CD, Bring It, for the year 2001. It's all there on our website, philhenryshow.com.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
I was talking yesterday about the, you know, 30 years of mud baths and chilling out, and we're still just as we are still just as squirrely as ever as a society, right? I mean, with the stock market, what did it do today? Another 150, right there. Everybody's nervous, you know? Everybody's nervous after all the mud baths, massages, facials, after all the yoga, after all of the meditation, after all the transcendental meditation, the Buddhism, the Taoism, the Hinduism, the Zen, the yin, the yang, the funky thang. We're still just as uptight as ever as a nation, right? And now we're settling back into crap. See, today, my dear friend Craig Taylor came into the office with some of this, I shouldn't call it crap, because I actually drank two cans of it, Mountain Dew Code Red. Is that what it's called? Oh, my God. Have yourself a can of that. You're going to be sweating like Chris Farley. You'll be standing, just like I was out on the street. I thought I was going to have a stroke on that Mountain Dew Code Red. Just, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, is it, am I clear on this? In other words, it's the Mountain Dew, by the way, that little stutter there. It's just some residual Mountain Dew that was still in my liver. Just, maybe Porky Pig was a Mountain Dew freak. So, I'm wiggling like Tom Arnold in here. Anyway, you take this stuff, and you're jacked, man. Just like Red Bull jacks your ass. Just strange. And also that Hansen's energy drink. So what's happening is we have settled into, we're beginning to return to our roots of just pouring garbage into our system because all of that meditation didn't do diddly squat. We got to get back to pouring in the, just nothing but garbage, just nothing but things that will destroy our livers and our kidneys. We're drinking more than ever before. We are back to the red meat thing because I had a chiropractor, one of these soy product guys, who finally said to me, you know, we found out recently, Phil, that the very best protein is animal protein. Oh, well, thank you for that, because all those years I was eating the walnut, you know, the vegetarian meatloaf, the walnut-based meatloaf, and I was eating nothing but the vegetarian-styled soy products, the veggie dogs. My wife is fantastic at bringing home these hot dogs that look really great if you're hungry, and then you put them in like, oh my God. She brought back something called a veggie dog. Forget it. It's not a hot dog. I put this thing, I tried to grill it, I tried to smother it in mustard, it was still just tasted like poo. So I'm getting back to my roots. I'm drinking Mountain Dew, eating red meat, lots of coffee, tons of cigarettes. Thank you. Hey. That's what I'm doing. How are you guys getting back into the swing, huh? All that stuff, that exercise thing. I had this whole idea once. You remember that little workout queen, Debbie, what's her name? God, what the hell was her name? She was a real energetic little workout queen on ESPN. Her name was Debbie something. Debbie Freun, huh? What was her name? Debbie, I don't know. Debbie Allen's a dancer, no. But anyway, I thought it would be great to produce her workout show in a graveyard, you know, where she's just, okay, everybody, come on, you know, and there's tombstones. Yeah, I'm getting back to it. I'm done. But this Mountain Dew that Craig brought into the office today, it was reminiscent of a, well, like I say, just snorting pure dexedrine or something. See, 9/11 has sent all of us back to hard liquor, hasn't it? It's sent us all back. 9/11 showed just exactly what we're made of. We're great people. I think we're made of good stuff. But, you know, first things first, let's have a drink. How you deal with 9/11? Well, I guess I'll go and have a wheatgrass. No, you're not. Forget it. It's over, man. It's over. Even my wife now, who is Miss Health, I said, get some red meat. She has, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, Maria has a tough time once a month. Not like some women. Some women have that PMS mood swing, which, by the way, is a biochemical reaction in the body. You guys who do those PMS jokes about your wife being a biatch, don't do it, man, because they can't control themselves. You got to get them to drink water. Here I was just knocking all the holistic stuff. But get them to drink water and get them to, take GABA and. But really, it's a bummer. But my wife, she doesn't do that. She just has kind of a tough time physically. So I finally said to her, "Have a steak. Have a steak." Well, I don't know. I think that you forget it. I'm going down to the store. I'm going to buy a big slab. A big sirloin slab. And, well, leave it on for 30 minutes. No, you're eating it raw. You're eating this thing. You're going to eat this thing rare, whether you like it or not. Well, do you really think? Yes, I think so. Have some, I don't know, it may be an old Italian wives' tale, but have some freaking blood here, will you? Eat a steak. See, 9/11 did a lot of things. 9/11 made me more patriotic. 9/11 has made me appreciate where I live more than ever before. 9/11 has made me more altruistic. 9/11 has made me think more of community and not less of myself. And 9/11 has gotten me to drink more tequila than ever before. And I know my friends feel the same way. And if it can get our wives off of soy products and back on red meat, it was not a good thing, I mean, you know, but it was a perhaps productive thing. I come in, a woman, put some blood back into you. And have yourself a steak. All right. Anyway, thanks for the Mountain Dew, Craig. That code red. I came in here sweating like Albert Brooks in that movie Broadcast News. You know, he was blinking the sweat back. I had one can of this Mountain Dew, and the sweat was pouring off of me like I had just been up busting big rocks into little rocks. Mountain Dew, and I used to drink that like it was going out of style when I was a kid. How the hell did any adult deal with any of us when we were slugging that stuff back, you know? Forget about it. My kids are like, hey, let's get some Mountain Dew. You, yeah, sure. Why don't we get some Mountain Dew? Then I'll stop off. I'll get a gun. And we'll just go home, okay? All right. Yeah, you get the Mountain Dew. I'll be over here getting ammunition. Mountain Dew. It's good, though. It's good. And if they're a sponsor, it's great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So did anybody see these plans they have for the World Trade Center? Well, you know, I tell you what. Well, you want to do the flashback now? Nah, screw it. I jumped into the topic. We can do it later. I mean, we'll do it in a few minutes. But they have plans to replace the World Trade Center, obviously the fallen towers, with new buildings, new office buildings, a memorial. They had like five or six different ones, and you could vote on the CNN website as to which one you'd like to see. I don't know. I had no idea what they offered. All I wanted was the tallest buildings possible. And I saw there was one that had a 86-story building, so I went for that one. And you know what? That got the fewest votes. The one that got the most votes had the shortest buildings. I guess people are afraid. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. I mean, but I sort of wanted to, if it was me, I'd love to see them rebuilt the way they were with a respectful memorial there. But, you know, I just hope in my lifetime that we are able to show the world, you know, I hope in my lifetime that whatever battle it is they want, that we give them what they want. I hope it happens in my lifetime. Whatever it is that Al-Qaeda and the Muslim fundamental scumbag world would like to have happen, I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see them bring it so that we can once and for all flush them down the toilet of history. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about that. It must be some kind of an obsessive gene I have. I really, that ticked me off, man. I don't know about anybody else. That 9/11 thing I took so personally I can't even see straight. Every day I'm looking to see, you know, what new news, what new raghead just took it. I mean, just who did we skewer today, man? Who did we get? Who have we captured? Who are they bouncing a rubber hose off of today? I love it. And if all of my civilized instincts are going out the window, I don't think so, but so be it. Those guys down at Guantanamo, is it? Camp X-Ray or Camp Rhino, those Al-Qaeda that they got down there. I hope we keep them forever. I hope we turn those guys into flag-waving, red-blooded, baseball-loving American guys. After, you know, just keep them down there long enough where the whole Stockholm Syndrome kicks in. And those cats, the next thing you know, all they want is a bag of nuts and a ball game. Just, they couldn't know. They don't care. Do you think it's possible that in the foreseeable future, the Arab world is going to recognize what a futile path they have set themselves on? Do you think it's possible anytime in the near future that the Arab world, the Muslim world, will realize what a worthless and ultimately a tragic road they've set their people on? Or do you think we're going to have to just seriously kick their ass into understanding it? I'm afraid it's going to be the latter. I don't think they're bright enough to get it without somebody taking a baseball bat and beating it into them. Because if you think the future lies in the past, you are no leader at all for your people. And the only thing that they offer their people in that part of the world is the medieval past. Just saw some wonderful clips. You remember the ones of the Taliban beating their women in the streets because they were showing their ankles? And also saw a very nice little clip there of a guy putting an AK-47 to a woman's head. What men? What a great society. What a great culture. If only they could bring that over here to the United States, why, all of our problems would be solved. That's what I want, man. I want to wear one of them towels and stick a gun to somebody's head while they're kneeling in a plaza someplace where we're supposed to be playing cricket or baseball or whatever the hell we're supposed to be playing, or soccer. So, I'm telling you, it is my fervent hope in my lifetime that war comes. I don't want it to be bloody. I hope that it doesn't happen. Like I say, I hope a miracle occurs and suddenly somebody's going to get their brains together over there and peace will prevail. When you look at people and they are working so hard for a peaceful resolution and you don't feel optimistic about it, I feel sorry sometimes, especially the guy that Zinn and Powell, all those people from the EU, Russia, the United States, whatever people of goodwill there are in the Arab world, which there can't be that many, maybe like five guys, wherever they, I don't know where they are. Is there anybody there with any sense of sanity? Is there anyone running any country in that part of the world that has a grip? I feel bad for those guys going down there and trying to figure out the Palestinian situation, which has been co-opted by the terrorists now. You got some good Palestinian people who are trying to have something to eat, trying to have a job, trying to get the kids to school, and their entire movement, their entire need for a homeland, has been co-opted by garbage. This Hamas, Al-Qaeda, whatever. It's been co-opted by nothing but cutthroats and murderers. They haven't got a prayer. They haven't got a prayer. They think the Israelis are the biggest enemy. It's their leadership. And so where does that bring us? It brings us to this point. The battle is inevitable. The war is inevitable. There's no way getting around it. There's no way of changing course. We're just going to have to get in there, man, take our 9-iron out of our bag, and just get to work. Sooner, I say, rather than later. I hope it doesn't take another World Trade Center incident. I hope that... You know, we can get it on, man, before any more Americans lose their lives over here, but I have a feeling it may take that. And I don't know what those guys have got cooked up. I do know they don't have as much going for them as we think they do. I do know that they have no real plan like they say they do. And I do know that I don't think they even have any conception of their organization other than what they've heard on American television. They kind of repeat it back to us. Like I was saying yesterday, that guy, yes, we have loosely connected cells, but they're not, really don't know what each other is doing. And all of a sudden, they're telling us all about themselves. If they hadn't opened their big fat mouths, we wouldn't have known. So I think that the battle's got to come sooner rather than later. And when you see that thing today in the paper or on websites, the World Trade Center redesign and what are we going to put there? How do we memorialize 3,000 people? How do we put this into perspective? How do we never forget? How can you not forget? How can you not remember? Who the hell's forgetting? You got to get mad, man. I mean, that makes me angry. I got to go home and have a couple of jokes. I got to go home and start reading. I get out my Gary Shandling books. Give myself a couple of giggles. I get so freaking tense. I want to beat the crap out of anybody with a tan. Ha ha ha. Kidding. U.S. UN leaders split over Arafat. Forget it, man. Just forget it. Israel's got the right idea. They're putting a wall up. Yeah, sure. Yeah, what do you want them to negotiate? What exactly do you think they're going to sit down and talk to whoever about? Pulling out of the West Bank, coming back into Israel proper, giving it all back to the Palestinians. What else? Okay, so they can stick cannons there and they can start firing on their cities from even closer in. Give them Gaza. Give them everything. It won't make any difference. You got 500 million Arabs that want to drive 5 million Jews into the ocean. The Jews have seen this too many times before. They're too smart for it. They've been shoved into cattle cars and told that, oh no, we're just going to take you into that shower and get you clean, okay, before the cyanide gas came out. You think they're going to buy that one? Yeah, we're going to put you in a cattle car, man. We're going to relocate your whole family, and your bags will be waiting for you when you get there. After that bull crap, man, they ain't buying no, yeah, just give us our land back and we'll live in peace. Roger. It's a war of survival these guys are engaged in. You want to call it war crimes? Anybody that calls it what Israel is doing a war crime knows absolutely nothing about history, contemporary events. Nothing. You know nothing. And it's the propaganda of the Arab world, which, by the way, they're very good at, because all of their newspapers, radio stations, and television stations are engaged in the same effort, which is to propagandize their bullcrap cause. There's no objective journalists over there. There's no, the Arab world has not one objective journalist, reporter, nothing. They're all part of the same propaganda machine. Even in Israel, there's dissent. There's dissent for, against the government, dissent against settlements, everything. War crimes. Let me tell you what a war crime is. It's walking into a bakery where some old man is buying his dinner and blowing yourself up next to him. Nah, that's a war crime. And if you're talking about the murder of Palestinian civilians, yeah, guys that were carrying guns. You want to talk about dead children? Arabs have done their best, man, to kill as many kids as they possibly can. You want to talk about old ladies, old people? Man, those Muslims, they've done a real, I mean, a absolute box office business in murdering old people. You want to talk about displacing people from their land? Man, they've done it all. That's why you need the Phil Henry Show Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Yes, friends, the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt is available now on our website. Just go to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Always love to talk about something that is has absolute import in the history of the world, that is a complete and utter important topic, and then drop in a promo for our website. So after saying all that about the end of the world and the coming Armageddon against the Arabs, visit our promo and our promo shop and our workshop and our souvenir shop and our little elf shop. Go in there and get yourself a backstage pass and all that other fun stuff. Yes, Armageddon's on its way. Why not have yourself the Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirt? All right, 1-800-449-8686. I ain't scaring you guys, I know. Everything's going to be cool, okay? Just listen to me. I know what's up. God, it scares me how much sometimes I have got figured out. I used to think I was dumb, but I'm better now. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry.
Summertime, and, well, we were just talking about the security of the country, I suppose, alluding in some answerly way to the security of the country. Jay Santos is the Brigadier Admiral of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's a volunteer police patrol of some kind in the Southern California area. He joins us from a substation that they operate in Hawthorne. Mr. Santos, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you.
What I read in the paper was a very small blurb about a program you have in protecting children.
We are indeed, Phil, mindful of the children this summer and how they're being protected. We've had so much happening to the kids, so much bad news happening to the kids. We're just trying to protect them with whatever we can do with the program this summer, and of course it will extend into the fall months.
Well, what does this have to do with, you're talking about women are out there in public wearing no underwear or...
Well, what we say to the women, this summer, women need to resist the temptation, no matter how hot it is, or how proud they are of their bodies, for that matter, to be mindful when they walk out into public without underwear on their children out there. I don't care personally, Phil, whether women wear underwear or not. It doesn't matter to me. It's none of my business. So,
well, how do you know when a woman isn't wearing it?
Basically, you can tell the way the body is shaped, the way they walk. The body is lifted a little bit differently with underwear, and when there isn't any, it can look noticeable.
How so?
Well, for some women, it's not very attractive. Again, I don't care, but when you do not wear underwear on some women, it's not a good look, and there are children who are going to see this.
Well, all right, there are children going to see this. You're talking about the propensity of women not to wear underwear. Why? In the summertime?
It is very hot, and this is a time of year where a lot of women will go out not wearing underwear, and or wearing a thong, and there can be a noticeable distraction. Not so much a distraction, I think it can be shocking for a child to see this.
What about the men out there who might enjoy it?
I think, Phil, if you're talking about the enjoyment of men as opposed to the safety of children and the, I think, a good environment for children, we'd be on the side of children.
All right, so what exactly are the kids seeing?
Well, when a woman is not wearing underwear, the pants cling in a certain way, the pants or the dress tend to drop into certain areas. We have a leaflet on this that describes it in some detail, which we do give to some of the individuals and citizens that we talk to. And I don't think it's necessary to show a child that, and that's really what we ask.
So you're out in the malls, in the shopping centers, in the public places, stopping women who you suspect of not wearing underwear. Is that correct?
Well, no. What we're doing, fellas, we're not doing anything other than issuing community service reminders.
So you're not telling them to get underwear on?
No, but if we see a woman who we suspect is not wearing underwear, especially if she's walking with a child, we simply approach her, we ask to speak with her for a few seconds, and we ask the simple question, is it really necessary for you to be out like that, especially with a child? And then we will suggest they change the habit, and we tip our helmet, and they're on their way.
So you walk up to a woman who suspect is not wearing underwear, and you'll say, is it really necessary?
Is it necessary for you to be out in public with a child like that?
And what if they say to you, well, I am wearing underwear?
That's the reason why we've hired a lot of female volunteers this summer. We have a lot of women sub-commanders. If a woman says to us, and we suspect her of not wearing underwear, she says she is, we have volunteer female officers who can follow that woman into a restroom. And if she goes into a stall, then all that female volunteer has to do is look under the stall and see if there's underwear at the individual's feet. I mean,
isn't this all a little crude and invasive, Jay? I mean, I understand, believe me, as a father, I want to see kids protected. But you've got these women following other women into the bathroom. They go into the stall, and they're looking down to see if there's underwear around the feet?
That's correct. If they push it down, if not, Melissa Harding is one of our sub-commanders. She'll say to women that she thinks they're not wearing underwear, I would never do that around children. So it's not an accusation. Now, after they do that, they follow them to see if they go to the restroom. The officer will go into another stall. If she, for instance, doesn't see underwear, she'll go into another stall, stand on the toilet, and look down into the suspect's stall and say, by the way, we've got confirmation, you're not wearing panties.
All right, I want to get this straight. You have female officers.
That is correct.
So these are not men doing this?
No, sir, not at all.
Who go into the ladies' room and look under the stall door to see if there's underwear. And if there isn't, then they'll go into a stall next door, stand on the toilet, look down into the stall, and say, we've got confirmation. May we suggest you go to JCPenney's and get some?
That is correct.
And
I understand it sounds a little bizarre to individuals who may not have children, but I think women who don't wear underwear or wear the thong, and there is a certain kind of women who can, but a lot of women, I think they look good that way. Believe me, ladies, when I tell you, and I say this with the greatest of respect, but believe me, you don't. You just don't.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, this is for children.
I understand that.
This is for children, that's all. We in the Citizens Auxiliary Police hold a special place for children, their protection, their health, their well-being. We're trying to get women to act like ladies appropriately and wear underwear so you're not exposing a child and an innocent child to something that could be revolting and damaging. A child sees that and stays with them for the rest of their lives.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos is talking about the propensity of women in the summertime to go out not wearing underwear. And it apparently is noticeable, and you say it's traumatic for kids.
I believe it is. And we at the Citizens Auxiliary Police so would never do anything offensive to women. That's why we've hired all the female officers to do our stall checks, so that they can stand up and look down and get confirmation. Now, we're never going to approach a woman.
Well, I think that's an invasion of privacy.
No, because it's a woman looking at a woman. If it was a man looking down at a woman, then...
Well, if you got a man going into the women's restroom, that's wrong.
That is absolutely right.
So you have women going in there?
We have women going in and looking down into the stall to make sure that they're wearing underwear. Again, Phil,
it seems like a silly preoccupation, okay?
We are here to protect our children. If kids are out in public and they see a woman walking along and they see all of that going on, there's nothing holding it up. It's just I don't know how to describe it, Phil, but I can recall as a very young man with my mother, and there was a gal there who had nothing, you know, no underwear on. Even though she was wearing a pair of pants, you could tell it was bad. So we tried the best way we could, Phil, as adults, to protect our kids from seeing that.
Women who don't wear underwear.
Right.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police agency, about women who are out these summer months not wearing underwear. And apparently it is a visible thing that kids can see. Are you not talking about their skirts?
No, Phil, I'm talking about women who are not wearing panties, even under slacks, that children can see.
I don't want to be graphic here, and I don't know what it is you're talking about.
They're seeing a lot of weight shifting around. They're seeing pants and dresses falling into areas that they shouldn't be. It's very graphic. I think it is extremely graphic. And one of the problems we're having is the need to follow, make sure that they're wearing underwear.
To make sure that when you have your female officers going in there, and
well, sometimes we have to have male officers go in as well, dressed up as women.
Well, that's the problem you're going to have then, if you got male officers going to the bathroom to see whether or not these women are wearing underwear and they're dressed up as women.
Yes, sir. And the only reason why is a lot of our female officers are not available to us all day long.
So you got guys putting on wigs and dresses and.
Yes, sir, but we are doing it with one finger. There's nothing sexual about it. We're trying to make sure that these kids are not shot. And a gust of wind hits a woman without panties, and you see a.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have one comment. If this guy is actually serious, and if this is some kind of a spoof or put on.
What is this, some kind of a joke, Mr. Santos? You came in here.
Mr. Henry, we've got children that have gone missing in this country. We've got children who have been abused in this country.
I understand that. But drawing a connection between women without panties and.
And children witnessing that?
All right, go ahead, Jim.
If they want to call themselves something, why don't they just call themselves the American version of the Taliban?
I don't see the connection, sir.
Well, the Taliban decided what was appropriate and what wasn't. If you weren't covered up, you were beaten or stoned.
We're not beating any women.
But you're following them into restrooms. You're peeping on them. The fact that you're sending a male into a female restroom, number one, is against the law.
That is not correct. If a man is allowed into a female restroom, if the other restroom is taken, in other words, if there's too many people in it.
And if he is, trust me, I know this for a fact, if he is looking into a stall, for whatever reason, unless he is a licensed police officer, in the searching something in the commission of a crime.
Nobody knows it's a man.
Nobody knows what's the guy that's.
Yeah, because they're dressed as women.
Exactly. So the bottom line is he is asking members of his organization to break the law.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm asking members of my organization to protect children out of the community.
You know what? If you want to protect your children in your community.
Right.
Then take them to a safe place like a secular, religious
farm. In other words, what you're telling me is women should be allowed to walk out into the world. First of all, a lot of women should be wearing panties. They should not be out there with no underwear because they don't have the body for it.
Guess who?
I can tell you it's... I don't know. It's disgusting.
If that's your opinion, that's fine. You have a right to your opinion. But you have no right to enforce your opinion on others.
I'm going to ask
why
you a question.
Why don't you take your organization and focus it on doing some good? Why don't
can
you,
I ask you
look
a question,
to
sir?
Recover? Why don't you look to recover some of these missing children? Why don't you work
Absolutely.
With some homeless shelters?
Absolutely.
Do something good
a lot
instead
of, these kids,
of wasting people's time.
Women, a lot of these kids, sir, are frightened of these women who are walking through malls.
That is absolute baloney.
Absolute baloney.
Absolute baloney.
Do you know a term called toilet sloppy, or have you ever heard that term?
Hello? Toilet sloppy?
Toilet sloppy. Have you ever heard that term?
No, I'm not
that
familiar
term,
with that.
That was a term that was communicated to me by a four-year-old child who had seen a woman who had the audacity to walk out into a public mall with her underwear on.
Well, as a parent...
What's toilet sloppy mean?
Because
parent,
her rear end was, I guess...
Look,
wouldn't
we
fit on the seat.
Society is not responsible...
Wouldn't fit
the,
on the seat.
That's correct, sir.
Exactly. She could have sat on a wet seat in the toilet. That doesn't make any difference. Maybe she had underwear, maybe she didn't. The bottom line is, it's not our place to decide. I mean, if she is wearing...
You're right. It isn't our place, Jim, until it starts scaring our children half to death. That's what we
I
have
find
to
it extremely hard to believe, by any stretch of the imagination, that a woman not wearing panties, which most kids, I mean, it's hard enough unless you're an adult that's looking for it. And kids are not
well,
going to pick up on
what
that.
What is that supposed to mean? What I'm trying to do...
Well, I think you know what it means. I think you guys are standing around looking for women not wearing underwear. Then you follow them into a bathroom.
Excuse me, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and what we've tried to do is start an organization, take a peek over the shoulder of the police and help them with their jobs since 9/11.
You know what? That's
you
not
checking out whether women have panties on or not, and then you got guys going into the women's bathroom dressed as women, pretending to be women, and looking down and saying, "Yeah, we got confirmation." No, come on, man.
Mr. Henry, all I can tell you is, as a father and a man who has seen these children frightened half to death by a woman going down the center of a mall, toilet sloppy, or however you want to call it,
toilet sloppy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jim, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I think the gentleman, I don't know his name, it's the
My
most
name is
absurd...
Jay Sanis, ma'am.
What's that?
My name is Jay Sanis with Citizens Auxiliary Police, South Bay, Los Angeles, California.
I can't hear you very well. I'm on a cell phone, but what I have heard so far is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm a Christian. And I think if a woman doesn't want to wear underpants, no kid, unless they grow up in a perverted home, is going to get anything out of it or see anything, because you cannot see through pants. And when you do, if a woman has underpants on, to me that's more insinuation than if she doesn't have them on.
Ma'am, first of all...
And second of all, let me finish my statement.
I need to ask you a question when you're done.
All right, you can ask your question, but let this lady finish.
And as far as anybody coming in a bathroom and checking out to see if a woman's got pants on, they need to be arrested. There is a law against that, or there certainly should be. Nobody has the right to tell me that I can or cannot wear underpants, and a doctor will tell you that it's a good thing for a woman not to wear underpants because of vaginal infections.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question, because you presented a lot of points. I'd like to take them one at a time. We had to answer an emergency call at the Silicon Mall because there were a group of children crying because they claimed a lady had something dangerous in her pants. That's
well, I find that very hard to believe. I
well,
think somebody's making up
the
stories.
I can give you the transcript from our dispatch room. Number two.
Jay, have you ever followed a woman into a restroom?
Yes, I have, but I have put on a female garb. It's undercover.
And you have a beard?
Yes, sir.
That's not disguising yourself as a woman wearing a wig and a dress with a beard.
A man has no right in a woman's bathroom, period.
Ma'am, why is it, as a Christian woman, you support women who don't wear underwear? See, that's suspicious to me. That's a red flag.
Well, I'm sorry that
You're
you think that way.
You're a Christian.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with not wearing underpants. There's not a thing unchristian about it.
And the
if
other
you
thing,
have your body covered...
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, I'd like to double-check that with, do you have a pastor or a minister?
I certainly do.
And have you consulted him with that?
What is she going to ask him? Hi, Reverend, I don't wear underwear. Is that cool in the Bible?
You know
what? I don't think that it's very immodest. And
you dressing up as a woman with a beard.
You never heard of the bearded lady?
Gene, I think you've got
lady.
Some screws loose.
Ma'am, I'm asking you as a Christian woman, so you're telling me you don't wear underwear.
As a Christian woman, I find it totally correct not to wear underpants.
Well,
yes,
I will
sir.
Tell you this, ma'am, you would not see the mother of Jesus wandering around Bethlehem without her panties on.
I disagree with you. The mother of Jesus did not wear underpants.
How dare you say that about the Virgin Mother of Jesus, that she's wandering around with no panties on and her rear end hanging out? Hello?
I think we lost Anne. Unbelievable.
Ma'am, she rode a pony. How dare you?
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Santos, sir, you say a group of... And what do you mean, the bearded lady?
You asked me. I had a beard on. I dressed up as a woman. Larger women walking through malls are more likely to scare small kids by displaying what I like to call, you know, moose knuckle.
Oh, God. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are out in malls. They are out in public places, in parks this coming week, because he says that women this time of year don't wear underwear because it's hot. And as a result, they're scaring children with what he calls the toilet sloppy look. Now, he says that it's only to protect the kids, but I find it very difficult to believe that this isn't something a little bit more than that. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I do it all that.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's go to Gail. Hello, Gail. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to say one thing. Well, maybe two things. First of all, I'm sitting here listening to your show, and I'm laughing like you would not believe. This guy is a pervert.
Excuse me, ma'am.
If somebody came up to me, I was wearing underwear, I would turn around and simply tell them it's none of their business to begin with.
No,
second of all, if somebody followed me into a bathroom and looked under my stall or over my stall with a beard and a wig or even a woman, they would be the first one to be arrested. I would have them arrested.
What are you arresting me for, ma'am? What I'm trying
Invasion of privacy.
First
that is a private area for a woman to go, do her thing, wash her hands, and leave. It should be nobody's business what they're wearing under their clothes. Let me tell
what
you
about
something.
About children who are seeing you walking around?
Tell me, first of all, first of all, I wear underwear.
Thank you.
I'm not even talking about me.
Can I ask you, do you wear a girdle?
No, I don't wear a girdle.
Why
but
not?
Let me tell you, that has nothing to do with it.
Why wouldn't you wear a girdle?
Because I don't need a girdle.
If you're asking her if she wears underwear, she wears underwear.
How
okay?
old are these children that you're even talking about?
I'm talking about preschool children primarily.
Four, and 5 years old?
We're talking 3, 4, 5.
Oh, now tell me, what does a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old know about anybody wearing underwear?
It's scary.
You know what?
Know,
I think
ma'am.
It's you, and it bothers you to see somebody out there who is not wearing underwear, they look like they're not wearing underwear, a thong or whatever. I think it bothers you and your crew. See, I work. Let me tell you something. I work for one of the biggest.
I work for the children of the world. Thank you for wearing underwear. That's number one.
Listen to me. These children who are 4 years old and 3 years and 5 years don't know if somebody's wearing underwear or not. Let me tell you what I saw the other day. I saw, and I work for the biggest retail chain in the United States. I see all kinds of people every day. And let me tell you, the other day I saw a man wearing Speedos with no underwear on. I couldn't even talk
to him. Speedos are
so
a bathing suit.
Let me tell you something.
Speedos are a bathing suit.
Do you go around checking men, too?
Ma'am?
Do you go around checking men, or do you just look for women?
Were you ever in McDonald's seeing a guy with a pair of Speedos? That's a bathing suit, ma'am. You don't wear underwear with a bathing suit.
Oh, please. Who walks around with their bathing suit on? Is there a difference between a woman wearing a nice pair of slacks and no underwear and a man wearing Speedos with all his glory hanging out?
A Speedo offers support. Men wear underwear because they need the support.
Give me a break.
I want to ask the question the lady asked, okay, which is, what does a three-year-old know about a woman?
They don't know. The children tell me, we don't know. It's not that the lady's body is scary. It's hanging out, it's talking, whatever. They put it in little children terms.
Let me tell you something.
And
a woman's body is beautiful, and so is a man's body. It's the way you, sir, are looking at it.
I think a lot of women's bodies are beautiful, but I think a lot of women ought to be wearing some kind of industrial truss.
I think you have it the other way around, sir. I think you're a little confused between a man and a woman.
I can tell you that we have three officers who are in the hospital today because there's a woman walking around Tillicum Mall with no underwear on.
Oh, please.
How are they in the hospital?
You don't even want to go there with me. But I can tell you this, ma'am. I'm not trying to invade your privacy. I'm simply looking over the stall to see if there's underwear. And then I'm gone.
Don't think that's invading privacy?
I'm not trying to get a peekaboo shot. All I'm doing is, does she have underwear? Okay, good. Let's get out of here.
You know, you're obviously ill. And I think
I've never felt better in my life.
I mean, if you have nothing better to do with everything that's going on in this world today, than to go and look in somebody's stall to see if they're wearing underwear, why don't you take your time and go and, like that first gentleman said, go help the homeless, go feed them or something. You know, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
You're on a mission, but you're on the wrong mission.
You are
on the wrong mission.
Well, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is help our children not be scared by some enormous
rear-end. I don't think it's the children, sir. I think it's you.
You think it's me?
Yes. I think you definitely have a problem.
So some enormous rear end, a lady turned a corner and her unbridled rear end swung around and injured three kids.
Oh, please. I think you're a little confused between the man and the woman, sir.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Underwear at Penny's. 2-for-1 sale. Get them, ladies. Wear them.
Oh, turn your radio off.
Sorry.
I looked over the stall with a woman's wig and a beard, because have you ever heard of the bearded lady? That's great, Jay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
This is The Phil Hendry Show. I was doing the voice of Jay Santos in that bit. The people that called in believe Jay to be a very real and very scary guy. And with all the problems that we've had since 9/11, him going in wearing a woman's wig with a man's beard and looking whether to see if women have their, like, no panties, that's nuts. Sure, it's nuts. It's The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. That's what we do here every day, each and every day. But there's nothing goofier about my show than Liza and her husband David Guest having a reality show based on their apartment experiences there, having a camera in the kitchen and the living room and the... And you know what? I'm not putting that family down at all any more than I would put down the Osbournes. What it does is it shows us that everybody, that you know, we're not the only ones that are weird. You see what I'm saying? People look at the Osbournes, they may look at Liza's new show, or even Nana Nicole Smith, who claims she hasn't had sex in 2 years because guys only want her for her body. I don't understand. See, she hasn't had sex for 2 years because all they want is, you know, sex. All right.
Why have you not had sex for 2 years, Miss Smith?
Because all guys want is sex, you know? It just...
Oh, I understand, yeah.
Well, with you, yes. And I like you. I think Anna's a gorgeous thing. She's big, and there's a reason why she's popular, dude. Not everybody goes after those skinny little 12-year-old boy bodies like you do, Pelton. The other reason why she hasn't had sex for 2 years is there's not a guy out there that's got bread like her old husband did. A guy like, what did he have, 80 million or something? I don't know, he had like 2 billion. Yeah, she just doesn't want to be used, you know? She wants to use. She just doesn't want anybody using her. You know, Anna, you owe, after taking that old man down for whatever the hell it was, 800 million, what did she get out of that deal? Does anybody know? 400 million. After taking that old guy down for 400 million, you ought to at least be giving it out to, I'd say, a good 2,000 guys. Just as payback on that whole comment, you don't want to be used. Well, I know you gave the old guy what he wanted, and I know that he probably wasn't used. I'm sure he understood exactly what was going on. No old man with $2 billion finds himself with Anna Nicole Smith slowly stripping off a flimsy burnous as he lays there in his oxygen tent. No guy recognizes anything other than, yeah, she wants me for my money. Fine, honey, you can have your money. Now, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. And it starts with me suffocating on something other than this gas mask. It starts with having something other than this mask on my face. So there's nothing wrong with two people agreeing to use each other. By the way, Anna Nicole Smith was asked, how tall are you? And she said, 5'12". And I think, I think she was kidding. Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, this old guy got used for his money. Now he's going to use her. And it starts with wearing an ass hat. I don't want any guy to use me. Come on, honey. Let a couple of us use you. You use that old guy to the tune of like 400 million. So she's got her show, and Liza and David Guest, her husband. And everybody says, well, who wants to see that freak scene? You know, well, hey, welcome to the world. You think your house looking any better? The fact is, you could put a camera in anybody's house, and you're going to find very interesting things. But you're going to watch, you're going to watch more often, I suppose, if it's a famous person. P. Diddy. Of those three new ones that are going on the air, the Liza, Anna Nicole Smith, and P. Diddy show, which one's got your vote? Of Anna Nicole Smith, Liza and David Guest, and P. Diddy, which one's got your vote? Taylor voted for P. Diddy. I'm going with Anna Nicole Smith only because I know I'm going to be used. You know, it's probably going to be dull as hell. And she's going to use one more guy, Henry. And I'm going to get nothing out of that. The Liza and David Guest show I might watch because, again, I'm under no illusions. My home and everybody's home is dysfunctional. There is no such thing as a normal family. It's the funniest thing to see and to meet people's families and to... When I got to know Maria's family, boy, they're screwier than mine. And my family's nuts. I'm telling you right now, I got a family full of basket cases. And she's got me, I mean, she's right there, neck and neck at the wire with me on that. The only reason why Craig wants to watch the P. Diddy show is it might be used as evidence someday in a court of law. So everybody's family is weird, and you never want to get into this thing, oh, well, you know, I wish my family was like, there's nothing, there's nobody, everything, you got to look behind
folks, you got to look behind the smoke and mirrors. You see a couple walking down the street, and they're hugging and they're kissing. I bet you they're going to get divorced tomorrow. I'd lay you even money. You see a family recreating at the ocean, having fun, throwing a beach ball. Maybe he beat her up last night, and they're trying to get back together again. You see a couple having a candlelit dinner. Maybe he smacked her around. You don't know what's going on. You got no idea. There is no normal. I never forget, I heard this guy on one of these game shows, they asked the question, if you see a parent smacking their child in a shopping center, would you intervene? And the guy said, no, I figure most parents know what they're doing. I thought that was a very dangerous thing to say. Most parents know what they're doing. Oh, really? How do you know most parents know what they're doing? Well, if they didn't, the world would be more screwed up than it is. Maybe if more parents knew what they were doing, the world would be this place would be Disneyland. I bet you the world is as good as it is right now because of the handful of parents that know what they're doing. So every family's whack. And if you want to look at the Osbournes and make fun of Liza and whoever this guy is that she's married to, and Anna Nicole Smith and P. Diddy, hey, they're probably, you know, they're going to have to really go some, man, to be as squirrely as my house. I don't know about anybody else. And Craig, he just lives with his girlfriend. I bet you the two of them, Craig and Nikki, have got P. Diddy beat by a country freaking mile. I bet you it's goofier at Taylor's house than the Osbournes, Anna Nicole, David Guest. You could throw in the freaking Munsters on top of that. It's goofy and screwy and weird in the homes of America. Don't even worry about it. Walk down a city street. Oh, you live with your parents now, Craig? Now we know it's gone. Now we know that's a gone scene, brah. Walk down any American street. You think you're not safe down in the ghetto or down in the ethnic minority part of town. Walk down any American street. Walk down any middle-class street. You think it's safe? Might be safe on the street. How safe do you think it is inside those houses? How safe do you think it is for the kids inside those houses? What about the little daughters of the fathers inside those houses? How safe is it for them? Just exactly what's going on behind all of those doors, right? So what do you mean, safe neighborhood? What's that mean? Oh, Henry, don't get so heavy with us, okay? Quit your existential bullcrap. Move on to something light. Move on to baseball. How about that Alien versus Predator movie? Okay. Can you say Alien versus Predator? The long-in-development flick combining two of Hollywood's baddest space monsters franchises looks like it's finally getting off the drawing board. Resident Evil director Paul Anderson has been tapped to direct the film for 20th Century Fox. The tussle should be a good one. Introduced in 1979's Alien, the jaw-dropping acid-blood insectoid race probably would have taken over the universe by now if it wasn't for the heroic efforts of Sigourney Weaver. And Arnold Schwarzenegger nearly had his butt kicked before thwarting the human-hunting Rasta-like warrior in 1987's Predator. I thought Predator kind of sucked. I didn't like that, the hair on that thing. What's that about? Chris Pelton, our screener, used to be a assistant editor on the Alien vs. Predator comic book, the one that so many of you kids didn't like. Chris was an assistant editor on that. The idea of pitting the two evil ETs against each other initially came from Dark Horse Comics, which published an Alien vs. Predator comic book in 1990, which was, as an assistant editor, was Chris Pelton. The series proved to be a hit, attracting the attention of Fox execs. In 1999, Fox Interactive had a huge video game hit with Alien vs. Predator. Gamers had the choice of playing an alien, a predator, or a plucky space marine. And which recently spawned the sequel, Alien... Well, okay, so you get the picture, all right? And are my kids going to be crawling all over me like white on rice to see that one? And thank God I turned them onto the Alien movie, which I did. Thank you very much. I showed them that thing about 5 years too soon, because one of them still can't sleep to this day. Our youngest son, he can't go to sleep anymore. I'll never forget, I brought out, because I got the Alien twin, the triple pack. I don't have Resurrection. This is the only one I don't have. Which, by the way, Alien 3, would you get out of here with that silly movie? Yeah, right. It blended with a dog and was chasing these guys down. Anyway, Alien 2, for that matter, was dopey. Anyway, so I showed the kids the first one. And, by the way, Predator 2 with Danny Glover. Whew, man, get a window open in here. So anyway, I showed the kids the Alien flick, and the youngest one, it was kind of funny. I kind of like messing with kids sometimes. I showed him, so he comes out, he goes, I think I want to sleep with a grown-up tonight, because...
Well, why?
Well, because of the alien movie. No, no, you can't. So he goes back into his room. Comes out 5 minutes later. I really want to sleep with a grown-up tonight because of the alien movie. No, I'm sorry. He goes back in the room. Now he's like, he's desperate. Please, I want to sleep with a grown-up. No, you got to go into your room. Well, I wouldn't be totally cruel. He's sleeping in a room with his brothers and sisters. They're surrounding him like it's Fort Knox. He's the one in the middle, and there's like four of them sleeping around him. So what do you think he's going to do? What do you think an adult can do to alien that your brothers and sisters will lose? I can't do it. I said, Chris, if the alien busts in here, it's going to kill me and rip me to shreds. It'll still get you. No, you're an adult. Yeah, okay, I got the magic solution. Forget it. Go to bed.
You'll all be better in the morning.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Get a backstage pass, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Help my family.